Thank you all for your patience. Welcome, everyone, to our celebration of the MRC-CIHR Group Grant in Medical Genetics. This accomplishment of 37 years of continuous funding by MRC and then CIHR tested the creativity, the foresight of two pioneers in medical genetics at McGill, Clark Fraser and Charles Scriver. Genetics began at McGill at the Children's Hospital in 1950 when Clark set up and directed the first medical genetics service in Canada. And this was an initiative both of the Montreal Children's Hospital and the Department of Genetics at McGill. At a time when medical genetics was still in its infancy, Clark initiated studies in a new field, teratogenetics, the study of interactions between genetics and environmental factors that resulted in birth defects. In 1960, biochemical genetics, an emerging discipline, came into its own, and in order to ensure that this particular area could expand and develop at McGill, Charles Scriver was recruited to the Montreal Children's Hospital. He created the DeBell Laboratory of Biochemical Genetics. And about 10 years later, Drs. Fraser and Scriver founded this MRC Genetics Group with investigators Peter Heckman and Rennie Gold. And David Rosenblatt joined this group in 1974 for this first round of funding. So the slide behind me shows you the 14 investigators that have been members of the group over this period of 37 years. And most notably this last group grant that ended very recently in 2009. Now, for those of you who are graduate students or young investigators in the genetics community, you may know that in 1972 there were no genes that had been cloned, there was no PCR, there were no kits to do your experiments for you. And so the investigators had to rely on their own ingenuity to conduct their experiments, whether it was in mice or in cells or people, of course. And as the technology evolved, the group obviously had to evolve in terms of the methods that they used to investigate genetic disease. And so over the years, cytogenetics, molecular genetics, all these applications, genomics, of course, came into being with the group. And it attests again to the creativity of the various group members that allowed them to evolve and develop these state-of-the-art technologies to investigate genetic disease. Now, this was the earliest formal picture of the group that I could find. This was actually the third round of funding between 1982 and 1987, so you see Charles, Leonard Pinsky, Peter Heckman, Susie Tannenhaus, and David Rosenblatt. And then the only sort of other large group picture that I could find was from around 1980. This was not just the group principal investigators, but these were assistants and trainees and so on. And so here's Clark sitting in the center of it all. Charles again, Leonard, Susie, Peter Heckman, David Rosenblatt. And I don't know who this gorgeous young graduate student is in the front row, but I don't think we've heard anything from her ever since. Now, before we get on to the formal part of the symposium, I do want to thank our sponsors. The dean, Dean Levin, was very enthusiastic about this whole symposium. Unfortunately, he caught a GI bug yesterday and will not be here today, but I do want to thank him for his support. I also want to thank our sponsors from the Montreal Children's Hospital, the Children's Hospital Research Institute, the MUHC Research Institute, and the Department of Human Genetics. And in particular, I wanted to thank Leo Titero from the Faculty of Medicine, Thomas Leslie from the Department of Human Genetics, and Aileen Lebowski from my own lab for helping us set up this afternoon's session. Now, in order to actually open up this symposium, on behalf of McGill and its affiliated hospitals, I'm very pleased to introduce the Chancellor of McGill University, Arnold Steinberg. Arnold is a distinguished Montrealer and Canadian and a lifelong member of the Greater McGill community. It is a particular pleasure to welcome here to this symposium because he has been a supporter, a volunteer, and close friend of the Children's Hospital and the MUHC for over 50 years. Mr. Steinberg worked tirelessly for the Children's Hospital, beginning with a joint project with Charles working to add vitamin D to the milk produced in Quebec to decrease the incidence of rickets. At that time, Mr. Steinberg was a senior executive at Steinberg Inc., and he refused to purchase milk for the grocery store chain unless it had vitamin D added. This relationship led to his co-chairmanship of the capital campaign of the Children's Hospital and the founding presidency of the National Food Distribution Center for the Treatment of Metabolic Disease. Mr. Steinberg was a founding trustee of the Inter-Service Clubs Council Foundation, a major fundraising organization for pediatric research, and the founding chairman of the Canadians for Health Research. He has many other honorable activities and titles, but I specifically wanted to mention that he's a member of the Order of Canada, and he was appointed by Order and Council to the Governing Council of CIHR and is currently vice chair. I cannot think of a more deserving individual to open up the activities here this afternoon. He's a wonderful ambassador for McGill and its affiliated hospitals with a deep and lifelong commitment to higher education, research, and healthcare.
Thank you, Rima. It's a particular pleasure for me to be here for reasons which I'll explain in a moment. I had planned to attend long before I was aware that I was to be appointed chancellor. And however, I do welcome you on behalf of McGill. And as Rima's pointed out, I'm also vice chair of CIHR, so I can also welcome you on behalf of CIHR. But there is one a particular area that I want to talk about very briefly today. Some 40 years ago, an event took place that has literally changed my life, and it was the first step in my, I guess what was a long journey, to eventually become chancellor. And that was the day that I met Charles Scriver. I knew nothing about medical research. I knew very little about medicine. But Charles came to see me for the reasons that Rima has pointed out. There were roughly 1,000 cases of rickets each year in Quebec, and after he explained the reason, I took some very simple steps, which essentially eliminated rickets in Quebec. I think the following year there were one or two cases from something close to 1,000. And I was so fascinated by the dedication and people doing medical research. I started looking into it. Shortly thereafter, I went on the board of the McGill University Montreal Children's Hospital Research Institute. Charles was the scientific director. And I then spent 19 years as chairman of that institute. Along the way, I learned a lot more, obviously, about medical research, medical science. And that has been amongst the most important developments in my life, if not the most important developments in my life. Halfway through that 40-year period, I basically found myself without a job. The company I had been with, the family company I had been with, was sold. I was still in my 50s, and I really had to decide, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? And what I had been doing for the rest of my life, essentially, is just expanded my activities in the healthcare field. Started 20 years ago with that meeting with Charles. I became the first chair of the MUHC. I'm now, as pointed out, on the Governing Council of CIHR. I'm involved with the Canada Excellence Research Chairs. And each of these events in my life has just added to my quality of life, to the joy I get out of life. And I'm basically now having the best time I've ever had in my life. So medical science, in a very different way from most of you, has really, really been an extraordinary event. So I'm here to celebrate all of medical science, and I wish all of you well. I know many of the people that are here that will be speaking. I've worked with many of them over the years, and so I want to congratulate all of you who've organized this. I thank you all and look forward to spending time with you. Thank you.
And now I'd like to ask Morag Park to say a few words on behalf of CIHR. Morag is currently the scientific director of the CIHR Institute of Cancer Research. She has been an outstanding researcher in her own right here at McGill since joining the university in 1988. She's currently a professor in the departments of oncology, biochemistry, and medicine, and holds the Diane and Sal Guerrera Chair in Cancer Genetics. Her work has been recognized with numerous awards, including most recently fellowship in the Royal Society of Canada, and I'm delighted that she will say a few words to this gathering today.
So thank you very much, Rima. It's my pleasure to be part of this celebration on behalf of the Canadian Institute of Health Research. The CIHR, which is formerly, as the people in the front row will remember, is the Medical Research Council of Canada. At the moment, it's the largest funding body for medical research in Canada, with perhaps surprisingly a budget last year of nearly $1 billion. CIHR funds in investigator-driven research as well as strategic-driven research in what we call the four pillars. So this spans from both basic research through biomedical clinical research to health systems and delivery, as well as population-based research. It also is a major funder of the trainees in the country, and I'm sure many of you, particularly those in the front, have been former trainees of the MRC, the ones that can't see the slides anymore. And the ones at the back, I'm sure, I hope, you're being funded by the CIHR. The goal of the CIHR at every stage of its existence has been to fund excellence. And today, what we'll hear in this symposium is all about excellence. We're here to celebrate the history and groundbreaking discoveries of this MRC-CIHR Medical Genetics Group. And as we heard, this was funded in 1972 by Clark Fraser and Charles Scriver, and is the longest-running group grant funded by the CIHR. So in thinking about this history, a group grant funded for 37 years, which is older than many of you in this room, actually made me reflect on the history of the CIHR, which I have to confess, although being a member, I didn't actually know. The MRC was officially created on July the 4th, 1960, with a total budget of $2.3 million. The need for a medical research council at that time had been championed by Fred Banting, who with others had discovered insulin. And this actually led, public expectations at that time were large, and it was surprising to realize that Canadian research was actually really world class. So the MRC was initiated, and between 1960 and 1970, the budget grew 15-fold in these years. By the early 70s, it was realized that forming multidisciplinary groups was really a mechanism to catalyze world-class research and medical research. And today, what we'll hear about is from and about some of those individuals who are members of the CIHR Medical Genetics Group. And these are members who have contributed to making history in medical research in Canada. And I look forward to joining them in this symposium. So thank you very much.